lot about you that I don't understand, and I never will. Like how you and Doc seem to know so much about what happened before the nuke cost. And how come you know stuff about medicine that seems... Well, why that is, I don't know, and I don't really want to. All that matters is that I learned more about being a healer from you in a few days than I ever had. And it's helped me more than I can say over the last few weeks. And if you don't come back with a cure, it won't be for want of trying. I guess all I'm trying to say is that I'm real glad I had the chance to learn from you before all the shit hit the wall.
Keep hoping we get back. And for God's sakes, keep yourself alive until we do. It'll only be a day or so if we're coming back.
Oh yeah, I'll try. But you know how that is.
Damn fool.
With all that's happened here, what the hell else can I be?
There were 7 illuminated suits and helmets that would be worn by those who travel in the WAG. Not all of the companions would be able to make the cut, partly because of the problem of matching available suit sizes, and partly because of Mildred, Doc, and Jack's failing health. The companions had gathered by the WAG and were making their own preparations for battle, checking their weapons and restocking on ammo and grens from the traveling supply that JB always carried. Mildred had joined them and was shocked when she heard Ryan state that she should travel in the vanguard.
Why? I'm in no shape to be trusted. My reflexes are shot to shit.
But you're the only one among us who'll be able to tell the disease cultures and the possible antidote.
Yeah, sure. But you could bring me in on the second wave, and I could lead the search when they've been driven back. I just don't trust myself in combat the way I feel right now.
We can't take the chance that they destroy everything as they pull back. Whatever else they may be, they aren't stoops. They'll know that one of the reasons we've come is so that we can try and snatch the antidote. Chances are that they'll try and get rid of it before we can get it. That's why you need to be in the front line. We have to increase our chances to the max.
Okay. You're right. I may still just about have it together enough to hold my own in a firefight. I'll do it.
Good. I know you'll be okay, because you have to be.
I wish I could share your confidence.
You'll be all right, Millie.
JB's face was as impassive as usual, but Mildred could see in his eyes that he was worried about her. The armorer looked away after their eyes met, and directed his attention to Ryan.
Okay, so that's one of the uniforms taken, and I'd guess that you take another. So what do you want me to do?
I'll need you to take overall charge of the ground operation that follows the WAG.
Won't Gloria be in charge of that?
Nah, it's best if she and Tammy come with us. They're good fighters, and they'll rally the gate from the front when we get the sectors open. They can then lead different branches of the attack from within, as I figure that we'll have to split into factions once we get down past the second level. If this redoubt is anything like the one they left, then it'll be even more of a maze than they usually are.
That's 4 of the suits gone. 3 to fill.
Not me. Feels shit to be in lead. I'm too small for these.
The albino lifted 2 of the suits. They were the smallest and were obviously the ones that had been taken by the Gate Queen and her second-in-command. The other suits were all much larger and would swamp the wiry Jack.
Good point. I figure you'd be better helping JB anyway. It'll take 2 of you to keep an eye on this amount of ground forces.
Who else?
If I'm not going to be in the front line, then I reckon you should take John.
John? Why?
He'll be invaluable in assessing the weapons they're bringing up on us. And he knows those laser blasters better than any of us, me included. I tell you, Ryan, you'll need someone with the touch who can make a quick decision about which weapons will do the job, especially if you need to get through sectors without causing too much damage to the structure or the people in an enclosed space.
Okay, he's in.
So who gets the final 2 places, lover?
You and Dean.
What?
You're both good fighters. I know you. And between you, there should be no problem with any of the onboard comps, or taking over driving if me or Mildred have to be away from the wheel. I don't know if Gloria, Tammy, or John have ever driven a motorized WAG, let alone one like this. We can't afford to find ourselves fucked because they don't know how to put a WAG into reverse.
Good point. But maybe you should put it a bit more delicately when you tell Gloria.
Yeah, maybe avoid fight before start.
Okay, but you get the point. So now we know where we are. If we get ourselves together and wait for Gloria and Tammy to...
We are perhaps not quite as ready as you think, friend Ryan.
Doc was leaning heavily on his cane and looking down at the ground as he spoke, but there was a harshness in his tone that none of them had heard for a long while.
What's up, Doc? God, I promised myself I'd never say that.
I am not content with the arrangements. In fact, I think it would be fair to say that I have an intense displeasure at the manner in which any claim I may have to be part of the initial bridgehead has been summarily dismissed without my even getting a hearing.
Doc, what are you talking about?
The old man's face was pale, spangled with a sheen of perspiration. His white mane only accentuated the darkening patches beneath his bloodshot eyes. He seemed more lined and pale than usual, and he resembled someone who'd long since bought the farm, but refused to lie down. His eyes blazed into them, driven by some inner fire that was consuming him.
I will tell you, my dear young Cotter, to what I refer. I refer, quite simply, to the manner in which I have been seemingly dismissed from the plans of your father, as though I were a feeble old man who no longer had any worth, or indeed any existence.
What the fuck are you talking about, Doc?
I refer, my dear boy, to the way in which everyone has been assigned their tasks, and yet I was not even spoken of, let alone considered for the bridgehead party.
Look, Doc, you've got the disease, and you've been hit hardest by it. You're the most vulnerable here. You know that as well as I do. And by keeping you back, I was giving you a chance to fight while maximizing the range of fighting ability in the WAG. Mildred's only with us because...
Because she is a physician! I know that. I am not a fool, but I have a reason to be there as well.
Mildred studied Doc. He was oversensitive because of how sick he was. She was sure of that. Certainly a fit and well Doc Tanner would never overreact in such a manner.
So tell us the reason, Doc.
Madam, my reason is quite plain enough to see for those who have eyes. These appalling specimens of a bloated and distorted humanity, these dregs of filth that chose to live underground and operate in such a cowardly and callous manner, they are the last embodiment and manifestation of the evil and depraved imagination that led to us living in such a wasteland. A wasteland that will be eradicated beyond any further recognition by their sordid little schemes. They are the last in a long line of those who felt they knew best, and who would seek to impose their perverted logic upon the rest of us, an unsuspecting populace. I have been dragged from the bosom of my family and taken through an experience that no one should have to face, to be finally left here in a time and world completely alien to me that is about to be eradicated by their last perverse turn of the cards. If anyone has the right, nay, the imperative, to be in the vanguard against these cold-hearted scum, then it is myself. Who but I has the knowledge of these white coats and their distorted vision of the totality concept? Who else among us has the first-hand experience of their ways? Who else has met with them face to face as people, though it pains me to dignify such scum with the same genus as the rest of us? I am close to my own end, with the clock ticking away precious seconds. I have the right, damn it, to attempt an act of vengeance before that most grim of reapers finally casts his shadow upon me and takes me to his lair.
Doc, none of us can ever understand what you've been through. If not for the things we've seen, it'd be easy to dismiss half the insane shit you say. And you're right. If I was you, I'd want to go in with all blasters blazing. But this isn't just about us. It isn't even just about the gate or the crossroads. It's about whether we're going to have a future. So however good your reasons, I can't let them get in the way of what I know is the right thing to do. And if you stop and think, you know that too. Look at how ill you are, Doc.
Damn it! The worst of it is that no matter how much I would wish to deny it, I know in my heart that you are right.
Doc turned on his heel and marched away from them.
Want me to follow him?
No, son. Let him work it out. He'll be ready when we are.
Not blame him being cranky. This ache drives mad.
All the more reason to get it right. From out of the crowd, Gloria and Tammy strode over to the WAG, the gate queen going straight to Jack.
Hey, honey, how you feeling?
Like shit.
Well, we'll take care of that. We're ready, Ryan, and the Crossroads guys are ready as they'll ever be, so let's get the plan sorted.
Ryan told her first about the uniforms and the manner in which he wanted the attack to be led. He was concerned that the Gate Queen would be unhappy at leaving her people in JB and Jack's charge, while she, her second-in-command, and her armorer all traveled on ahead. But Gloria had an instinctive tactical sense and could see Ryan's reasoning.
That's fine, dearie. My gals like Jack and JB, and they trust them as if they were women.